Dave, along with Doreen and Marcus, we're broadcasting live here at Children's Wisconsin. Joining us now, Alexa Steinbach. Why did they have to call that thing Alexa? Oh. They could have called it anything.
I don't know.
And you said at one point you were a bartender, and that, they must have thought that was the funniest thing ever, right?
Yeah,
they did.
Hey, Alexa.
Yeah.
Like, oh, haven't heard that one before.
Yeah, exactly. We're here to talk about Elsie now. How old is Elsie?
Elsie's 17 months old now.
17 months old. Okay. And you and your husband live in Watertown?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So you were pregnant. Mm-hmm. And Elsie's your first one.
Yes.
And you learned the baby had a congenital heart defect?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened?
We went just for our routine, a 20-week anatomy scan. Had no reason to be concerned about anything leading up to that point. And as they did their scan, they told us there's something wrong with the heart. They couldn't really tell us, so they sent us next to a maternal fetal medicine specialist who then kind of gave us a laundry list of possible diagnoses. So then from there, we were kind of bounced to another fetal cardiologist who gave us kind of Elsie's specific diagnosis. And finally, we were referred here to the Fetal Concern Center with Dr. Michelle Frommelt as the fetal cardiologist. And from there, we kind of made our birth plan for here at the Herma Heart Center, or in the Frater Birth Center, so that if she needed any immediate intervention, she could be cared for by the fabulous staff.
Did she need immediate intervention?
Not necessarily with her heart. We were really surprised when she was born that she had pretty significant respiratory struggles. And so she was kind of whisked off to the NICU fairly quickly, and where they were able to stabilize her. And unfortunately, things kind of progressed further and further with those respiratory struggles, and she was eventually intubated, and then about a month old, she got a trach, and she's got a trach and has been on a ventilator since.
Wow. Now, at one point, you guys ended up going to California?
We did, yeah.
All right,
so
explain that story.
Elsie's heart defect is called tetralogy of Fallot with pulmonary atresia and major aortopulmonary collateral arteries. Those collateral arteries that she has make her heart defect exceptionally complicated. The hospital out in California is kind of the only place that has this unique procedure where the founding surgeon, who is actually still practicing, where they can bring these collaterals together in one procedure, whereas other hospitals generally have to do it in a staged procedure, multiple open heart surgeries to get to that final outcome, whereas that hospital in California has kind of pioneered this treatment to do it in one surgery.
And you knew about them because of Children's Wisconsin?
Yes,
Right. And so did they were aware of and they gave you the information?
Yes, yeah. Dr. Frommel worked with our fabulous NICU team to kind of give us all the information we needed, and they ultimately left the decision up to us, but they strongly recommended with Elsie's complexity and, you know, adding in the trach and the ventilator and all these other side issues that she was kind of having, they really strongly pushed us to seek that care in California.
How did that make you feel? Did it make you feel good, or did it make you feel weird, or like, you know, okay?
Yeah, like they were sending you somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah. Scary at first, certainly, because we weren't going down the road.
We were
going across the country. But as we learned more and did more research and talked with the team in California, we really felt reassured that they had made the Children's really had our best interest and Elsie's best interest in mind, that they were able to step aside, put any kind of ego or anything
right,
like that aside.
Right, subjugate their ego and try to figure out how can we get the best care for Elsie.
Right, absolutely. And so we were so reassured that we were in the right place here at Children's, that they helped us make the best decisions for Elsie.
So you went out to California and had the procedure done. So if you would have had it done, say, here, and you said multiple open heart surgeries, would they have had to, you know, do the surgery, then put her under again later, and so the risk there is,
it's significant, and you know, then you add additional complications like scar tissue that you got to work through, and you know, it was a really long and really complicated surgery and recovery, but we were very grateful to be able to get it done kind of in one procedure.
Okay, so you said, I mean, she's intubated now.
She's a trach.
Trach.
Yeah.
So.
Is that something that's going to be a permanent situation?
We don't think so. We don't. Our team has never really told us that that's something that they think is permanent at this point. We haven't seen a ton of progress getting off the ventilator just yet, but she's young and she's kind of on her own timeline. She always has been.
That's a good thing, though.
Yeah. She's been through a lot.
She has.
You know, her body needs time to heal and process.
Yes.
So you're... Experience at Children's, sum it up for us. What was it like, or what is it like?
Exceptional. I still get emotional thinking about it. They became our family here. We still keep in touch with so many of these doctors and nurses. We've met them out for dinner, and we, you know, they're our family now. So, exceptional.
And you still have care going on, and you will.
Yes. We see so many different specialists. We just... refer to it as LCology because we see so many different ologies. So we actually will be here next week for her 1 year post-op heart catheterization. We've chose to come back here to Herma Heart instead of going out to California. We know she'll be incredibly well cared for.
Thank you very much for sharing the story. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys for having us.
And thanks for having such a cool name.
Thank you.
Alexa. There you go. We appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it.